Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and it's December 22nd. And I'm so glad that all of you are here from calling in from all over the world. And I think we've got a lot of great information today. And the number one reason for this call, of course, is to answer your questions. So if you have questions, go ahead and you can ask them, you know, anytime throughout the call here, and you can also email them to me too. So one of the things I wanted to talk about first is just setting goals for 2012. And I think here, let me just put this on mute just for a second here. There's a little bit of background noise, or if you have background noise, just press star 6 on your phone to mute the noise. And so. What I want to talk about first is setting goals for the quarter. I think it's good to set goals in quarters, you know, 3-month periods related to your Performing Edge coaching and your business in general. So you think about the goals that you want to set at the end today. I wanted to maybe go around and just have each person share one of your most important goal for 2012, or for the first quarter here, the most important thing that you want to achieve. And then we'll, you know, you can sort of make a commitment to the group or, you know, tell people what it is that you want to focus on, and then we can all support each other with that. And then we'll be talking more in our next meeting with in January 12th, more about goal setting as well. And so think about that, because I think it's really important to take these 2 weeks right now to really think about what it is that you want to achieve in 2012. The more you plan it out right now, the more it's likely it is to happen. And then I wanted to announce also we have, and I'll give you some topics that we'll be talking about in 2012, and I'd like to get your feedback about topics, what it is that you want most to learn about, to hear about, because I want to be responsive to exactly what it is that you want to learn most about. So you can, I'll tell you some of the topics I had in mind, and then you can also email me topics that are most important to you, and we'll make sure we address those. And then I wanted to, and today we're going to be talking about how to market to both doctors and health professionals, and then also how to use that same marketing strategy for athletic directors and for coaches, you know, people that you want to get the word out to, selling points for you, for your business. And then we'll talk about the product creation, part two of that. The part two, part one is in your members area there. Just click on schedule and you can see it below there. So first I want to announce too that we've got really good news for you, that we're going to start a new live course, a Performing Edge Coach training course in January, mid-January. And so the good news for you is you get to attend for free, and it'll be, you know, expanded information. I'm always adding new topics and updating it, so you can attend for free. And it's a chance for you and I to partner together as well to help get the word out there. And one way to do that is to become an affiliate. I know several of you are affiliates now, and that's great. The way to do that is you get an affiliate link. You can just go to the Coach Resource area in the top and top tab there, and there's a link there to sign up for free. And then just put the link on your website, and you can put the link, or you can put the banner to the to, you know, you can take the banner from my website. You can put the certification seal or anything that you like there, you know, you put the link it to it's your own unique affiliate link, and then when people click on it and sign up for the course, I pay you 30% of the course fee. So it's if you just refer 3 people that sign up, you basically, you know, earn back your investment in this course. So it's a great way for us to partner together and to get the word out there. So I know people are doing that more and more now successfully, and it's working out great together. So we both get to you know, earn an income from this and get great training for people. I know, I think, Daron, you've done that really well And can you tell people what happened with when you did? You just did first, just gotten your website up only a few days, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. Put my website up in a few days and went ahead and put the, as soon as I got the affiliate link, put a banner up, and within weeks I had two or three people click on it and contact you, and right away it paid for my certification. So there's nothing better when you wake up in the morning and you see, you know, a note or an email saying that, congratulations, you've had an affiliate that has bought the program, and you're like, woohoo, I want more of this while I sleep. So it's quite nice.
Yeah, it's great. And yeah, and then I just send you a check right away, and yeah, it's really nice to feel like, gosh, I got my my training, my investment back in the course, and can start making, you know, continuing to make passive income from this just by putting a link on your website. You can also put the link, you know, it's your own affiliate link, so it's tracked back to you. It's a great tracking system, and you can track that to. You can also put it on your Facebook page and, you know, tweet about it. And I'll give you an example. I'll send you an email with examples how to do that too. And yeah, it's fantastic. If you go to Duran's website, you can see how he did it there. It's right at the top of his site. It's athletegrowth.com, right? Athletegrowth, GROWTH.com. And there's a the banner right there, so it explains, you know, it just shows you know, people, it's easy to click there. And then also, if you just know of people in general, you can talk to them and then have them call me or tell me or give me their contact information. And then I'll know that, like, I think, Duran, you did that with someone that was interested, Elisa or someone. And so I'll, you know, I always make note of that so I know that they came from you. So I make sure that I give you credit and your commission. Yeah, and I think, oh, TJ, did you just come on the line too?
I did. Good morning.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I was just talking about the how we're going to do the new Performing Edge Coach training course. We're going to do a live one in January. And
okay, you're starting a new one. Yeah, I've already gotten a couple people who hooked up with you through my site, I guess.
So. Yeah, that's exciting. So, I'm just writing the check out to you today right away to send to you.
Awesome.
For people that you've referred to the course. So congratulations on that. Yeah, that's great. So it's.
Is that going to be included? Are we going to be included with them then, or are you going to be doing two separate phone calls?
Yeah, we'll continue to have these ongoing mentoring calls on you know the second or fourth Thursday of the month ongoing, and then this other the course will be a separate course that's on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock. Pacific and at the same time, and so that'll be every week starting in mid-January. I'll give you the date, or it'll either be January, but the third or fourth week in January, and you can all take that for free as well, so you're included, and it'll be expanded information, so you can continue to learn here and ask questions, and you know, just be more chance for us to for you to learn and grow with this. So yeah, so it's great. Yeah. And so encourage all of you to help get the word out there if you can. And then you can, you know, we can work on this together. So some of the topics, yeah, thanks for sharing, everyone, about that. And I know Sue Hasker has a link on her site as well. And, yeah, it's great. If you can, the more prominent you can make the link, if you can put it on a page that's where the keywords are. I don't know, Duran, what keywords did you use on your page?
I used just performance edge coaching, psychology certification, words like that, sports performance, enhancement. I used tags, keywords that seem to really work well.
Yeah, and if you have a WordPress website, I know several of you have. Amy Haller's a new person on our call here, and I know you've got a great website too. It's innerchamps.com, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, innerchamps.
I'm looking at Duran's website right now. It's So it's easy to put that link on there?
Yeah, so you can just grab the... Dawn, is it okay if people could right-click and get your image there, the one that you used of the with the banner? You know, that JPEG?
Sure. Yeah, no problem. Okay. Well, if they want me to make one for them, just you know, send me... You can email me information, and I'll make one for you real quick. I do graphic design. So.
Yeah. Yeah, Duran does graphic design, so it's really great. Yeah, and so he did a nice job with putting the banner and then also putting his like endorsement, saying that this is the best investment our company's ever made, which really adds a lot to it to get people to sign up so that you can earn your investment in this course. And so you can write, just an easy way is to go to his website and right click on that. Just right click and then you on the image, and then you say save link as, and then you just save it as a JPEG if you want that one, or like Dawn says, he can make one for you to say what you want to say as well. So it's great, and it looks fantastic there. If you put it like right on your home page in a real prominent area, then people are much more likely to click on it there. So great. So I wanted to go over some of the topics that I was thinking of for 2012. You know, just kind of note these topics, and then you can email me or let me know which topics are most important to you. We'll try to cover all these or as many of them as you're interested in. You know, things like how to build your confidence as a coach to be able to charge higher fees. I think Tanya was asking about that one. Tanya, are you there too? I think she was before. She's sort of on a cell phone traveling, I think, up from California.
I am here, but I have a lot of background noise, and I cut in and out, so I'm just muting myself today.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's great. I remember you talked about that, how to have the confidence to charge higher fees. So if we want to address that topic, yeah, that'll be great. It's good to hear your voice up there in Calgary, Canada.
Good to be here.
Oh, thanks, for joining us. And, and then we wanted to talk about, other topics or selling points for your coaching business. So we'll talk more about that today, too. And then how to build your website or how to improve your website if you already have one. And things like we'll talk about how to create an opt-in page that's like an opt-in box, like for putting so you can collect people's names and emails, which is really important for being able to build your list. And we'll be talking about creating a sales page, on your website for how to, there's a lot to sales psychology and what to write there for your coach. You want to have a sales page for each thing that you do. So one for your coaching program or one for let's say you have an event coming up, you'd want to have a sales page for that, have a sales page for your book. For your, let's say you have a high ticket product that you want to sell, sales page for that. So how to do that is really important, how to create those, that sales psychology and make really compelling offers. And then we'll talk about other topics for 2012 is essential tools of the trade, how to build your coaching business, and surefire ways to get more clients and keep them. We'll talk about list building, how to build an email list, and that your list of followers is really your gold mine. So, and then we'll talk about email, email marketing and best practices, how to build a relationship with your list so they become your fans and want to buy, and then getting them to buy from you. And then we'll talk about online marketing and your e-commerce system and how to manage the buying part of your business, and then how to create videos, great videos with little or no cost. There's a lot to learn about videos and how to use videos to accelerate your coaching business, and also all the secrets I've learned about YouTube, how to position yourself as an expert in your niche. And then also I've learned a lot about blogs and how to get your blog to the top of the list, how to profit from your blogs, how to get your blog to the top of Google very quickly and keep it there. And then, of course, writing your book, we've talked some about that, but we want to talk more specifically about how to write and publish your book and how to get your book on Amazon and Kindle and Barnes & Noble Nook and the Apple iStore. Sony Reader, all four areas are really important. Also, podcasting is a key area, how you can do podcasting, which is basically creating your own radio show, and then how you could have free podcasting or how you could sell your podcast as a subscription. So that's another way to make income. Then we'll talk about webinars. This is all throughout 2012, so these are topics that will take us through many weeks of training. Webinars, we'll talk about how to create massive income from webinars. Webinars are really powerful. We'll be doing more of those on these calls too. And then how to have your own online coaching program. You could have an online coaching class as well. So then we'll talk about how to write speeches, how to write speech that people will pay to hear, so and getting how to get speaking engagements. Just note which of these topics, as I'm talking about them, which ones are of most interest to you, and then you can give me feedback about which ones to do first. And then profiting from your consulting services, also how to get traffic to your website, and converting your visitors to your website to clients, to becoming customers. Also a lot about social media, how to profit from social media, and product creation. We'll talk more about today, more of the nitty-gritty of that. So those are some topics that I want to talk about with you, and we'll get into, let me know which ones of those are most. I don't know if you want to just give a little bit of feedback right now, which ones seem to be of most interest to you. You guys can chime in for a moment or just unmute yourself.
I'm interested in the speaking engagement stuff because I've got my website up and I'm working on the book, and I feel like I've got that pretty well. But the speaking engagements and sort of putting myself out there for the right people, which also has to do with confidence and... Yeah, I'd love to start giving talks to groups town, and so to kind of get kick-started in that would help me a lot.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's good. Thanks, TJ. Yeah, anyone else? Which topics are sort of at the top of your list that you'd like us to address?
I'm interested in the online coaching program.
Okay. Yeah, from Sue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. TJ, anybody else?
I'm interested in all of them. This is Amy.
Okay, that's good.
Can I ask a question here? Can I just interrupt for just 1 second?
Sure.
That's rude.
Is this Sue? Yeah.
Yeah, this is Sue. Amy, I know your voice. I was on a training program with you as Dr. Kruger.
Oh, right, okay. What's your last name, Sue?
Pastor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You missed some of the calls, but then you were on, like, the last one, and you and I emailed each other a couple times.
Yeah, great. And Sue's website is healyourbest.com, if you guys want to connect. Healyourbest.com. Great. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And
I'll email you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
And Duran, did you have a... any topics that are most interesting to you?
I'm most interested in, I feel I have a good handling on everything that I'm doing and the track that I'm taking. Probably speaking engagements, how to book those more often.
Okay. Great. Yeah, I've been in the professional speaking business for 15 years now, so I can share a lot about that. What I've learned and what to do and mistakes to avoid, that kind of thing. So, that'll be great. And it's a great way to get clients and get known out there really quickly and to build fans and also to sell your products in the back of the room and make great profits that way. So, good. Okay. And I don't know.
Joanne, this is Amy. I just had a question about one of the things that would be really helpful to me since I'm just getting into this now is I'm going to be approaching, high schools and colleges in my area to put on some type of a mental training skills program for teens.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm, what I'd love is your input or anyone else's input on how do you think it should be structured? Like, what do you think would be the appropriate amount of sessions to offer a team to really get the job done and presented all the information that, that you need to do? Like, I'm trying to think about the program that I'm going to put into place for these teams, and I'm just a little unclear as far as what would be the appropriate, you know, to meet them preseason, to meet them in the middle of the season. Like, I'm not quite sure how to structure it.
Okay.
That.
Yeah, that's a great question. And let's see. Let me think about that. And I wanted to get into the content today of the marketing kind of stuff. And then, but let me just say, and then we can answer your question more specifically too. But I think, if you know the structure, it would be good to have a conversation with them, with the athletic director, to find out what their needs are and what their budget is and that kind of thing. But often, you know, programs that are, say, 8 weeks to 12 weeks seems to work really well, where it's a once-a-week type of thing. With teens, they tend to, you know, not their attention span isn't quite as high as with adults, so you can make the courses, they don't have to be as long kind of thing. If you're doing a visualization, you know, it's better to do one that's shorter, maybe 5 minutes or 8 minutes, as opposed to with adults, you do one that's more like 15 minutes or 20 minutes kind of thing. Yeah, and like once a week for 8 weeks or once a week for 12 weeks seems to work really well. You could do it there. You're thinking of doing it live, or you could also do it by...
Yes, I'd like to do it there at the school.
Yeah, so I think... doing it there, you know, having some time for you to present some material, and then also having some time for them to talk, discuss things, and do exercises. I think it would be good to have as part of the structure, so that they're not just listening to a lecture, but they're actually practicing, you know, materials, you can use some of the exercises from the Your Performing Edge book. There's, you know, exercises at the end of every chapter. One way people have done it before that's really valuable too is my book, Your Performing Edge book. It has 26 chapters, but there's about, you could choose, say, 12 chapters from the book and go through one chapter in each week and teach that, and then do the exercises at the end of the chapter, that sort of thing. That's one option, to be able to work with, you know, choose the topics that are most relevant to people in that population and go through those chapters with them. And each person could get a copy of the book. That's one way to do it too. And that's one thing I'm opening up to people too, to you guys, is to offer you the chance to buy the Your Performing Edge books at a real reduced price for, a quantity of them. Let's say you had a group of 20 or a group of 40 or something. You could just get those books from me for, a real great quantity discount, and then you could sell them, the books to the group there, you know, for a higher price, so you could make a profit and then they could, have this as a manual. So that's one way to do it is structure the program, with those chapters in the book. So just one idea.
Great idea.
Yeah. So that way you don't have to do all the thinking. You know, it's already there. And then actually this week I'm starting to put together a workbook for that's based on the Your Performing Edge book. And so sort of lesson plans, ways to teach each of the chapters in the book. So I'll be sending out that first one this week to you, sort of lesson one based on chapter one in the book, and then I'll be doing more of those. So you could, that's one way, if you're having a meeting coming up with those athletic directors, you could tell them, you know, show them, because you have a copy of the book, right? And you could just show that to them and show them what you know, the chapters in there and see what which chapters interest them the most, that kind of thing. So that's a good place to start. And then as you, so we can, I'll send you an email, you know, send out an email more about that too, how you could use the book as a way to structure your program. Or if you, already, I know Duran and other people already have other books too that you're doing. If you have another book, you could use this book, the Your Performing Edge book, in conjunction with your own book too, and sell both of them there. So either way works well. So, yeah, I hope that helps to
okay,
as a
great.
Start.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Dr. Joanne.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thought that just came to my mind. Is there a way that we can put your book on our website and, have an affiliate to the book?
Yeah, actually, that's a great idea. You know, I haven't... I love it when you guys come up with new ideas like that, because I hadn't thought of it. I mean, it's so obvious. Jeez, I mean, the whole course here and my training and program is based on the book. Why not, get it out there? So, So I'll do that. Actually, let me do that this week. I can create a, because I have an affiliate program. That's how this, the Performing Edge Coach program is set up. So we could do the same thing with the book. Where, like you say, it's in a link, and then when you sell the book to someone, yeah, you get an affiliate check. So you can. So let me figure that. Work on that this week, and then send you more information about how to do that. That's great. Thank you.
And then, is there a way to make it where you order? Let's say we're working with a team, and I think it's a great idea to use your book. To coach teams and stuff like that. Is there a way where we can, let's say the team wants to order 10 books or 20 books or, 50 plus. Is there a way that you can put the discount price in that as well when they order?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So that you could, you can just, you could order them from me, or a team could order them. From the website, because I have the books here. Since I'm the publisher, the author and publisher, I have the books here at my office. So, I can personally, send them out to you or to the team. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, exactly. That way, we don't have to bug you all the time and say, Dr. Joanne, we need 50 books. They can just go straight to our website and, order everything there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or on personal
website. Right. Yeah. So that's great. Yeah. So I'll work on that this week, and I'll set up a system for doing that. Yeah. I'm glad you ask about that. That's great. And there's a need for that, because like you say, like Amy, you're getting some of you are doing this full time, and you're really want to get things going quickly. And in this book, it's like you don't have to reinvent the wheel, because all the information's in the book already. So you've got a system for training people, and then you can also use your own flexibility and choose what topics you want and add more topics to it as well. So it I think it really gives credibility, since the book's endorsed by tons of Olympians, and they see it, and when you show it to people, it really adds huge credibility to your own training. So it's a great way to use that as a foundation, I think. So great, thank you so much for that idea, and it can be you can use this, it can just be a great way to accelerate your learning curve and accelerate your marketing curve here. So, super. All right. That sounds good. Thanks. Yeah. I don't know if, Tanya, I don't know if you're still on the line too. If you had topics that you wanted to, the topics that are most important to you for the upcoming calls?
I'm here. If I stay here, I've been cutting in and out. I like the speaking engagement topic. That would be good. And yeah, I'm always interested in the other topics as well.
Okay. Sounds great. Yeah, thanks. Okay, so let's. That's great. So it's good to get input from all of you about this, and I'm so excited that I've had that. I've spoken for small groups and groups all the way up to 10,000 people before, and so. And I've had, large paid speaking engagements and also speaking engagements that are free, but you sold, is up to $10,000 of products in the back of the room. So, I know how to do that. So you can work it either way, whether it's free or it's paid, you can make, really great income and build your list of followers really great in a quick way through speaking. So let's get into the topic that I wanted to talk about today, the doctors, how to refer to, how to market to both doctors, health professionals, chiropractors, and then also how to use the same system, a parallel system for selling to athletic directors and team coaches. So I'm just going to put this on a separate track here. Hang on just one second.